You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Audio Culture, as we do every second week, every fortnight, if you will, we talk about something that's been published on Audio Culture. And I'm lucky enough to be joined this evening by Glenn Moffat. Glenn, are you there?
I'm here, yes. Hello.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain. Halfway through the show, it's going okay so far. So, you know, we'll continue to push on. We're talking today about the article on Audio Culture called 10 More Hero Guitars. And before we jump into the list of the 10 hero guitars that you've selected, I understand this article is something of a reaction to the original list of 10 hero guitars from some years back.
That's right. In 2019, we did a article called 10 Hero Guitars, which was not necessarily guitars that were made in New Zealand, but guitars that had become synonymous with their players. Like the last list in 2019 had Tamarinata and his Savage guitar, and Bill Savisi's homemade twin necks, and Rudy Spearman's homemade guitar, things like that. So they weren't necessarily made in New Zealand, but they've become synonymous. Julia Dean's and her Fender Coronado, and that sort of thing. So this was every time we posted it on Facebook or social media, it would get this huge reaction from people saying, well, where is this guitar and where is that guitar and why isn't that this guitar on there? So we thought, well, is it enough of a inroad there to do another 10 guitars?
I mean, I understand the first list was probably hard to narrow down. How did you narrow down 10 more? Because, I mean, I'm sure there are many more.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure this new list of more 10 hero guitars will inspire, will sort of generate another worthy list. We just put our heads together for the first one in 2019 and just basically thought of guitars that had become almost stars on their own right beyond their player. Like the guitar on the front of the AK-79 album, which was Dean Martelli's Burns Light, Burns Flight, those sorts of guitars that had got their own sort of life, I suppose, outside of who was playing them and where they were made.
Yeah, and actually, to my own embarrassment, for years looking at the front of that album, I didn't even really recognise that it was quite an interesting guitar the cover.
Oh. Yeah, there's lots of those sorts of guitars around that have become synonymous with their players, or even got a life outside of their player, I guess was the criteria. They've become almost instantly recognisable on their own.
I wanted to ask, I mean, so you put together this list of 10 more hero guitars, and it really spans, it's multi-generational. There are guitars that go back to the 1970s. There are contemporary guitars as well. And one of the ones that struck me immediately, which is the first one on the list, is John Toogood's Fender Telecaster, the deluxe custom from the cover of the General Electric.
Yeah.
And definitely an image of a guitar that I remember from my teenage years, looking at that and the kind of embodied violence of it.
Yeah, it's just such a striking image, this fact that it's smeared with all the blood and it's all gaffer taped over. And I spoke to John about it. I actually called him. He was on his morning walk through Wellington, so we had a bit of a chat just about what the guitar meant to him and how it came to be in his possession. And basically he was saying, look, blood smeared all over it. He used to really attack the guitar when he was playing live because he admitted that his technique wasn't very good, and it was just if he wasn't feeling it or hurting it, he felt like he wasn't putting his performance across. So they've taken off most of the knobs and switches on it and taped over them with gaffer tape because he's a rhythm guitarist, much like Malcolm Young. So it's just plug into the amplifier and just lay down that really hard rhythm, and that became the sound of the band, really. The whole thing's based around that real hard chugging, hard playing sound that John provided.
The thing I like about the 10 More Guitars article is it's not just a list of guitars, it's also a list of stories that surround the guitars and what makes them iconic. And another one that stuck out to me is John Grinnell's Gallatone guitar, which is quite the late great John Grinnell the story of his guitar sort of, you know, being a very specific instrument and being taken off of him. Do you want to tell that story in brief?
Yeah, sure. Well, the Gallatin guitar that he had, he bought when he was 11 years old, so that makes it, he bought it in 1955 or something like that from a second cousin. And so he was 11 and he'd had this guitar his whole life. And in 2008, he had a brief stay in hospital. And earlier than that, he'd had a unpaid traffic fines. And so while he was in hospital, the Ministry of Justice bailiffs came by and actually removed this guitar and some other instruments from his property at Wycliffe's. And so he'd had the guitar for over, 1955, so over 50 years. And it just got taken away from him and got auctioned off while he was actually unable to track it down. So it got auctioned. Someone brought it in Christchurch at an auction house and just happened to be this chap called Graham Shaw, who had known John from previous Wycliffe's festivals. And when the auction house rang Graham and said, the Grinnell family have reached out to see if they can get the guitar back, Graham actually thought, yeah, straight away, I'll give it back to him. So he actually turned up on a job on gigs a few weeks later and presented the guitar back to him.
And there's a picture of it in the story, which is, you can see the handing over, the return of the guitar.
Yeah.
We have a giveaway on BFM, which is for a sponsored by Gokula Music, which is for a Tokai Legacy Stratocaster. And I see some Telecasters on the list. I don't see any Strats on there. What's going on there?
No Strats on this one. I don't know. We just sort of, the team we picked, as I say, we weren't trying to really make sure we covered every brand, but I think there's a couple of Strats on the first 10 that we did. There was Tamarenis's was certainly based on a Stratocaster, the Savage that was carved for him by a friend. So yeah, it's just, there's a few tallies on this one, but I think there's three tallies in the end, wasn't there? Or was there two?
There's two that I'm counting just as I quickly scroll through. Yeah, the first is John Toogood's, and the other one is VGB's.
Virginia. Yeah, VGB, yeah. Yeah, that's a lovely guitar too. I think the Stratocasters get their own sort of, they get enough kudos from all sorts of other people. So, yeah, they just missed out this time.
The Stratocaster, iconic guitar. Of course,
yeah.
And I'll just remind the listeners, if you would like to go in the draw to win a Stratocaster, a Tokai Legacy Stratocaster, just text in Gokula, G-O-K-U-L-A, and your favorite riff or guitar solo. You can go in the draw. I mean, Glenn, I was wondering to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite riff or guitar solo that you go?
I don't know if it's a favorite, but it's pertinent at the moment because I've just been watching Let It Be, the Beatles on Disney Plus. They've re-released Let It Be with Peter Jackson's enhanced audio and video, and there's the great riff in Dig a Pony, which starts Dig a Pony off, which I've been. Well, my son's been figuring out and playing for me. Well, I haven't figured it out myself yet, but it's a great riff.
That's always the way. I have one more question for you, Glenn, which is I have a few friends and relatives in my life who are sort of compulsive guitar collectors. And I was wondering if you had a thought about what it is that makes a guitar, and particularly the kind of model and make and history of a guitar, so specific, because it seems like it's the kind of instrument that has so much more meaning attached to it than perhaps other instruments. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I know that the two guitars I've had since 1992 or 93 or something, when I bought them both, and I just fell in love with the look of them more than anything else. They both play nicely, but I mean, I think you find a guitar that aesthetically pleases you and just go from there. You can sort of mouth the sound around. The sounds change anyway as the guitar gets older and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I just like the look of. I've got a Telecaster and a Gibson J200 or Epiphone J200 copy of a Gibson. But it was the look of them that I fell in love with first. But I mean, if I had the money, I'd be buying all sorts of guitars. But
Even friends of mine who don't have the money are buying guitars, and I think, do you need 10? Yeah, I mean, obviously the one of those bucking the trend on your list is Liz Stokes talking about the GNL tribute guitar, which she speaks about specifically as having a particular pickup configuration that has a specific sound, as well as like the light body and all of that other.
Yeah. And it was contrarian, she says in one of the interviews that she'd done about it, was that it was nice to have a guitar that nobody else had. So that was, and I thought it was really funny too that she had picked a guitar that was made in the same place where she was from. She was actually born in Jakarta in Indonesia, and the guitar comes from Indonesia. So I thought that was quite funny.
There we go. I have so many more questions for you. Particularly, I was thinking about, you know, you can buy guitars that have the same, you know, you can buy a copy Jeff Beck Telecaster that has all of the kind of wear, you know, it's worn off in the same places that his original guitar is worn off, which is something that I find sort of a bit funny. If you want to wear off parts of a guitar,
it's bizarre. It's bizarre behavior to buy a guitar that's already been worn off somewhere else. The idea is to wear it out yourself.
Wear it out yourself, or just get a angle grinder and sand off the.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Put some chips on it. Do the John Tuga. Put some tape and blood on it, and off you pop. Well, thank you, Glenn. If you would like to go and read the list, there are many more guitars. 10 more. Do you think you're going to do another 10, Glenn?
We'll see how the reactions to this one goes. I think there's probably another 10 that are worthy. I think there's been three that have been put forward already on social media through Facebook. So yeah,
there we go. Jump on Facebook and hassle Audio Culture to include your favourite hero guitar. Thank you so much, Glenn, for joining
us. No worries.
Audio Culture. We'll speak to you at some other time.
Brilliant.
See you, mate.
Thank you.
Mate.
See ya.
That was
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascinating.